This is another episode of Beyond Clean, broadcasting from our Academy of Cleaning Excellence studios inside Jim's Supply.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Hey, Bobby. I want to let everybody know that it may sound a little different than last week. Bobby's on the road, and I'm in the studio.
I'm on the road, Dave, because this morning we hung up a OZ Tech at a nursing home. And if people aren't familiar with OZ Tech, aqueous ozone solution for laundry, they got to check this thing out because it's the first one I've personally hung, and it eliminates the laundry chemicals and then uses it all through aqueous ozone to clean it. But what was amazing is the room kind of was rank. This was a nursing home and the laundry room is rank, but once we started running the washer with the ozone, it started to clean. The rank was coming from the washer and cleaned up the room smell, and the amount of suds that were coming out of an empty washer with water in it was also pretty amazing.
That happens with aqueous ozone. You know, we've got the Clean Core unit that we have here in the Academy, and we do that. And, you know, I was telling a gentleman the other day that when you use this, it's going to clean out the equipment that you use the aqueous ozone through.
Yeah, it definitely did that. The dude was really excited because he hadn't done it yet. He said he can't wait to see how quickly it dries it, because that's one of the big points about it, is how quickly the laundry dries itself in the dryer comparative to when it's chemically clogged up, as they say. Once you get the chemicals out of the fabric, how quickly it dries, so you save the drying time like 50%. That's what they're saying. So he was excited about it, and it's first one I was there personally taking it from chemicals to aqueous ozone, and we're excited about it. I'll fill you in over the next couple of weeks how it goes.
Well, I guess that's one of the things that we'll be talking about in future podcasts is how your installation and how the customer found the aqueous ozone to work with his laundry, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, hey, I guess since you're talking about that, one of the places that I worked with this week was with a mushroom farm in Texas, and we set up for Clean Core Technologies to go over there and do a demonstration with the aqueous ozone. Now, in their situation, you know, they're regulated by the EPA because they're, you know, producing a food product. They're going to go to organic mushrooms, and so they want to step up all of their procedures and processes, and so they're real excited about getting this aqueous ozone in there. They do ATP testing to make sure that, you know, they've got surfaces that meet requirements. So, you know, hey, I guess this week we both were doing the aqueous ozone thing.
Yeah, seems to be.
All right. So, hey,
in the show notes, we should put the link to the website for aqueous ozone solutions and for the HDoc so people can take a look at it.
Well, you know what? We'll do that. We'll put that right in the description for all you folks so that you can see that. Now, I think if you were with us last week, you probably found out that, well, you know, first thing we do is we kind of go over what happened last week. We kind of call it a huddle. Now, you said last week something about the Rams custodian. Did you do any follow-up on that?
Well, I'm sure he went to the game. I don't know what else to follow up on it. But yeah, he went to the game. Anyways, no, you know, what's interesting is here's what we should do, Dave, and it's what I would ask anybody who's listening. If they have anybody who they know is in the custodial, janitorial, housekeeping, who is their, has that kind of rock star story, or somebody who's done something above and beyond, maybe email it over to Dave or myself, and we can share their story online. There's a lot of that kind of stuff out there. I hear a lot from the sales guys as they're out and about different people they meet, but it would be good to hear from other people their stories and what other types of interactions they've had and cool things that are going on. And Dave, you could put our email addresses in the show notes and people could email those stories over if they had any.
Absolutely, we have it there every episode. It's right there in the description of the episode, our both our email addresses. We also put in there the link to rockstarcustodian.com and to the Academy of Cleaning.com. So you've got all of that. Now, I know, you know, one of the things that you do, Bobby, and I do it as well, I've just now kind of got started since we're doing podcasts now, you listen to them all the time. I know one of the ones that I just started listening to, and maybe everybody does listen to or watch, CBS Sunday Morning. I've been watching it for years. Did you know that they started a podcast this last year?
No.
Uh-huh. CBS Sunday Morning started a podcast of their own because it's getting popular. Now, I was kind of watching the TV show and was kind of listening, and they were talking about peanut allergies. And I thought it was kind of interesting because I was on a Southwest Airlines flight here a couple of years ago, and a lady had a reaction in the airplane to all of us that were eating our free peanuts that Southwest was handing out to us. And so we all had to quit eating peanuts. We had to wash our mouths out with water and, you know, hey, you're in the air. She finally settled down. Well, whenever I was watching this, they now had told me that Southwest Airlines has now quit having peanuts on the airlines because of the peanut allergies. So I listened to a little bit of the podcast because I kind of missed it. You know what? I kind of caught on something else. They actually started talking about, are we too clean? And that's what's giving some of the allergies. So I don't know if this is going to work, but I want to play just a little part of their podcast that talks about, is it really too clean? Is cleaning really a part of all of these allergy issues? So bear with me just a moment. I'm going to try to make something work. See if you can hear this.
The experience of walking into a place like this?
Well, it could be like entering into a minefield.
Dr. Scott Cicero directs the Jaffe Food Allergy Institute at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York.
So there are a lot of theories as to why there's been an increase. It goes from everywhere from what we call the hygiene or cleanliness hypothesis to vitamin D to the way that the biology of our body may have changed or even the food supply.
That's right. One of the leading theories is we're just too clean.
The hygiene hypothesis, everyone seems to like this one. We're not dirty enough.
Right. So the main hypothesis for the change, because there's a genetic aspect of food allergy, but it had to be environment to account for such a rapid increase. Something had to have changed for us.
Okay, so I'm not going to play any more of it, but, you know, it is definitely the environment. And Bobby, I don't know you. We're in the cleaning business.
Dave, I don't know if anybody heard that, but if I couldn't hear it, Ben. Yeah, you're right on they're right on the subject, I think, but I didn't hear what they actually had to say. But I do know something about this peanut thing, or at least I've heard some stuff about a peanut thing. I don't know anything about this peanut thing, but is the fact that everybody said people were allergic to peanuts, then they tell pregnant women not to eat peanuts, which then creates a scenario where people become more allergic to peanuts because they're not exposed to peanuts in pregnancy. But again, I don't know anything about that. This is just something I've heard. So anyways, I just found it interesting.
So now what they're talking about is now that they've got these little patches so they can put on the kids so they can absorb a little bit of it. And they say that over the next year or so that they figure that 81% of the allergies are going to go away because they're going to start exposing them to peanuts earlier.
Like they should have done in the womb. You're right. That's actually right.
This is why we listen to podcasts. This is why we keep up with things. This is why, you know, you can never just assume that everything's going to stay the same. And I think that's kind of what we do here at the Academy is this is all about moving things forward. I know one of the big issues for me this week was, you know, this customer of ours here at Gym Supply that came in and said, hey, I've got this floor. It looks really dirty. It's a laminate floor. So I started questioning what the floor was. I finally went out there. They didn't have a laminate floor. They didn't know what type of floor they had.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
So then the thing is, they didn't know how to take care of the floor. Well, after a lot of investigation, a lot of time and effort and everything, you know, we went out and we found out that they actually have luxury vinyl plank floor. Somebody had put floor finish on it. The floor finish had absorbed dirt and chemical over the last 5 years. And now they've got to strip it all off. And then they looked at me and like, well, how are we going to take care of it now? and it's not with a mop and a bucket. It just doesn't work. And so, that's kind of one of the things that was high on my plate for the week.
That's just like a typical day at GEM for a facility advisor, going out and solving a problem like that. But, I don't have a lot from, I know you have a big class tomorrow on propane certification for school system that we deal with. That's like 50 people, but tell us what you do in that class.
Well, yes, we're going to be doing, with Osceola Public Schools, we're going to be teaching 50 of their frontline custodians how to operate, maintain, and use a propane burnisher in a healthy manner. Not only just using the machine, but what propane is, the dangers, because it is a dangerous product, it's gas, how to take care of the tanks, where to store them, how to turn the machine on, how to turn it off. You don't really think about a lot of these things. I mean, people use propane gas at their barbecue grill. That doesn't mean that they know what they're doing, and that's why you hear these things about explosions and, stuff like that. Well, what we do is we're going to educate them. It's about a four-hour course, and then they get a certificate after they complete an exam, and then we give them a card so that while they're operating the equipment, that they can carry a card that says they are qualified and have an operator's license to do that.
That's cool. That's great. That's
so great. Since you led me in on that one, Bobby, I'm going to go on further. Next week, on the 12th, we have our very first virtual class for our certified environmental services technician. It's the first of 5 weeks. Each class is about an hour and a half long. And so as we do things here at the Academy, not everything has to be in person live at our facility. We're going to be doing this actually with a group, a hospital group in New Mexico. And then here live in at GEM Supply here in Orlando, we're going to be doing a concrete class on the 13th. But I think you've got something that you're doing next week too.
Really? What am I doing?
Well, you said that we have some breaking news on the 14th.
What do I have? Oh, we have a big announcement coming on the 14th. Yes, that is for sure. We're going to make that announcement here on the podcast too, though. We'll make it like live on the podcast and then live social media-wise. But it's a big announcement. It's something we take very serious and a big announcement for sure. So we'll talk about it next week.
So that means the podcast is going to be the first way that anybody hears about it?
Well, it'll all be simultaneous, I think.
We do it right. Okay. All right. Well... and I think, Bobby, you brought up a good thing earlier about, if people have a rock star. One of the things I kind of wanted to let everybody know is that we have the Rockstar Custodian Program. That's at rockstarcustodian.com. We also have what we're putting together, a blog site specifically for this. I don't know if some of you people out there may know about Mighty Networks. So we're going to have a deal there. And there's a program coming up where you can nominate people from your school. We had some questions from our podcast last week about that. So we'll be getting out more of that information as we build this program further this year.
All right, man. Well, that's all I got, Dave. So thanks, everybody, listening. I'll let you close it out, Dave.
All right. Well, hey, I guess we've made it through our first mobile podcast. We'll see if it all works. If it doesn't work like we want it to, we'll try to be better on it next time. Now, the one thing we do ask you to do, we are all over social media. It is, it's what we do. We're on YouTube. We've got the gym. We've got the Academy. We've got the podcast channel you're listening to right now. There's also beyondcleanwithdave.com. Please go to any one of these, like them, share them. Sign up so that you can get the new episodes when they come out. And by all means, keep safe out there, folks. Make sure you stay healthy, positive, and proactive. I'm Dave. That was Bobby. We'll talk to you next week.